Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
When we're depressed, we have to go back and remember the time you felt close to God. Remember that joy. You got to remember where we are. Remember who we are in Christ. Remember His grace. Remember His second chance. Remember the joy of the Lord. We have to remember. God's given us a memory so we can look back in dark moments and say, yes, I remember that hallelujah time. Yes, I remember that glorious time. Listen, if you are blessed, you can't be depressed.
Depression can be devastating, and the pain it causes can ruin your health, even your life. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young and Wayne Shepherd. The truth about depression, however, is that God doesn't intend for us to suffer the pain it causes. Pain can be overcome, and today you're hearing proven truth about just that in the second part of Dr. Young's message, Depression. So please stay with us for an encouraging half hour of The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, coming up after this break. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we join Dr. Young, he wants you to know that his booklet, Joy, Experiencing God's Grace and Peace, is his gift to you today. Dr. Young wrote Joy to help you find joy and enduring peace no matter what you're going through. This book is our gift to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue sharing God's proven truth on this station. So please request your copy of Joy, Experiencing God's Grace and Peace when you call us today. Call 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. Now, here's Dr. Young with proven truth about overcoming the pain of depression.
Now, we see here the causes of depression. And we see now the symptoms of depression in the life of the psalmist. Stay with me. He confesses, he lays the symptoms out clearly. I want you to see them here. His first symptom is one of dryness. We can identify with that in our depression. Look what he says. Verse 1, chapter 42. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? It is like a deer that is looking for water and runs to a brook, and the brook is dry and there's no moisture in the sand. You see it? And therefore he is panting. There's a feeling of dryness. When we're oppressed, sometimes we're dry, right? We're not interested in anything. We don't care about anything. We bottomed out. I use the expression, I'm out of bullets. I'm empty. I'm dry. This is what the psalmist is saying. That's how oppression and depression manifested itself. He said, I'm dry. Also, he says, I'm drowning. Look at it in the same chapter. Look at verse 7. Deep calls to deep at the sound of your waterfalls. All the breakers and your waters have rolled over me. There is a dryness that comes from depression, and there is the waters that have rolled over me. In other words, we're depressed. We feel like we're drowning. Ever feel like that? I'm just drowning. There is so much. There's so much conflict. There's so many barriers. There's so much heartache. There's so much brokenness. I'm so sick. And so we feel like all the world is on top of us. We're drowning. Another sign of depression. And then the other sign of depression is we lose heart. By the way, you find dryness in the first stanza of this hymn. You found drowning in the second stanza. In the third stanza, beginning with the 43rd chapter, you find you lose heart. You're disheartened. And we see that all the way through. Verse 2, for you are the God of my strength. Why have you rejected me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of my enemies? See, you lose heart. You lose your passion. You use a real desire to get up in the morning. And you're disheartened. So the psalmist says, hey, we see what caused his depression. Did you get that? All day long, people criticizing, complaining, reviling. People don't have a sense of justice. People who oppress on every point. That'll depress you. people, circumstances, situations in lives, individuals, vocations, homes. Hey, people like the four people I pointed out, stay around those folks, they'll depress you every single time. And then we see what happens, the kind of depression, he had dryness. He felt like he was drowning and he lost his heart. Now, what is the cure for depression? What is the answer for depression? The psalmist has it built in. Has it built in. I want you to see it here very clearly. All of this is a prayer. Chapter 43, he says, "Vindicate me, O God, and plead my case against an ungodly nation." Verse 2, "For you are my God. You are the God of my strength, and you have, why have you rejected me?" And then he goes here in verse number 3, "Oh, send your light and your truth, and then lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling place. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and upon the lyre," that's the harp, "I shall sing praise to you, O God, my God." What do? We're depressed. Number one, the psalmist, he just would let go. When you read this, do you have any problem knowing he's depressed? You see the words there? You can't miss it. He's depressed. We have to start and let go and say, "I'm going to take all my depression and let it come out in the light." See, depression speaks of darkness. And coming out of depression, we walk in the light. The psalmist says, "I'm going to let go. I'm depressed. I'm down. I don't have the joy of God, the joy of worship, the joy of people. I'm down." That's the first thing we do. We just let go. We let go. That is very, very important. We have to just get honest. A lot of people come and say, "You know, I'm depressed. I don't know why." I say, "Really?" "Yeah." I say, "Well, guess at it." You know, they guess it almost the first time. And a lot of times we just don't face. We just don't face up to this. And that is so very important that we face up to it. You see it? What's another thing, depression? Look here in the scripture. It's clear and it's plain to us. Then he says the sixth thing, remember. Look at verse 4. "These things I remember." Look at verse 6. "Therefore I remember you." When we're depressed, we have to go back and remember. Remember the time you felt close to God. Remember that joy. Listen, if you are blessed, you can't be depressed. You got to remember where we are. Remember who we are in Christ. Remember his grace. Remember his second chance. Remember the joy of the Lord. We have to remember. God's given us a memory so we can look back in dark moments and say, "Yes, I remember that hallelujah time. Yes, I remember that glorious time." Then the third thing you have to do, first of all, you let go, right? You let go. You bring it all out in the light, your depression. Next thing do, you remember greater, better days when God was there. That's what the psalmist did all the way through this hymn. And then finally, what do? You talk to yourself. Boy, when you wake up in the morning, is anybody talking to you? Yeah, they are. You talk, yourself is talking to you. I wake up every morning, myself is saying something to me. Yours is too. Now, the psalmist says, look, don't listen to yourself. Talk to yourself. If you just listen to all your human, rational kind of thinking, when you wake up, you talk to yourself and say, "God, let me explain this. Remember who you are, what you're about." You talk to yourself. See, we listen to ourselves. We don't deal with our depression. I listen to myself, I say, "Well, I'm depressed because I made some mistakes." No, usually we're depressed because we made some poor choices. You know the difference between a mistake and a choice? Radically different. Here's someone who is walking in the forest. Beautiful day. They need to go through the forest in order to get home, and they walk through the forest, and it's just a magnificent walk, and they suddenly look away, and they don't notice, and they trip and fall over a cliff and break their neck. That's a mistake, right?
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. And whatever your spiritual situation is, there are resources to help you on our website. Go to winningwalk.org. That's winningwalk.org. While you're there, you can also sign up for Dr. Young's free email devotional. And you can now follow The Winning Walk on Twitter at Winning Walk. Now here's a look at our teaching coming up after the break.
If we're going to come out of depression, we've got to do like the psalmist did. We've got to change our choices. You've got to choose the person of God. You've got to choose the presence of God. You've got to choose to live by the precepts of God. He'll put you on the path. You have to choose the people of God. That is the corporate worship together. And then finally, you have to choose to praise God. You can't be depressed when you're always being blessed.
That's next when The Winning Walk returns after this quick break. Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and we're hearing more proven truth about overcoming the pain of depression in just a moment. First, The Winning Walk wants to send you a special gift today. It's a booklet by Dr. Young called Joy, Experiencing God's Grace and Peace. It's our gift to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue sharing God's proven truth. So please request your copy when you call today. 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. Now here's Dr. Young to continue his message about overcoming the pain of depression.
A choice would be, here's someone, it is night. He does not have to walk through the forest, but he decides to walk through the forest, and there is a bright sign there saying, no trespassing. He goes farther in the forest, and it says, danger ahead. He moves on in the forest, and there's a big sign that says, turn around and go back. And then he trips and falls over the cliff and breaks his neck. He can't say, I made a mistake. He made a choice. Therefore, when we find ourselves depressed, see, a mistake, if I say something I didn't mean to say, and I can go to you and say, you know, I want you to forgive me. I just didn't speak properly. Sure, I'll forgive you. Everybody makes mistakes. But if I purposely decide to put you down and to slander you and to misinterpret you and abuse you, and I do it over a period of time, I've made a choice. So a lot of times, in order to let go of depression, we have to realize we haven't made a mistake. Oh, it's just a mistake. We've made a choice, and with choices, we have to confess. We have to seek to make restitution. There has to be probably some tears of remorse. There has to be repentance, and there has to be a humbling and an asking for forgiveness. You see the difference? We haven't really dealt with the basic problem that was pushing us down under the water. Now, we have to make different choices. And I want you to see the choices, the change that the psalmist began to make. Look at here. He says right here, chapter 43, verse number 3. Oh, send your light. In other words, he chose the presence of God. That's light. God's light, isn't it? And send your truth. He chose the person of God. That's truth. And then lead me and let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling place. He chose the precepts of God. That's the word of God. Verse 4, then I will go to the altar of God. He chose the people of God. He hadn't been worshiping. He hadn't been going to church with other people. He chose the people of God. Then he says, and to God my exceeding joy, and I will upon the lyre, upon the harp, I shall praise you, O God, my God. He chose the praise of God. See what I'm saying? If we're going to come out of depression, we've got to do like the psalmist did. We've got to change our choices. You've got to choose the person of God. You've got to choose the presence of God. You've got to choose to live by the precepts of God. He'll put you on the path. You have to choose the people of God. That is the corporate worship together. And then finally, you have to choose to praise God. You can't be depressed when you're always being blessed. And we come out of it. Now, you remember Jesus? When he sent out those apostles the first time, he got all the apostles. He sent them out in twos to heal and to preach and to do his work. Can you remember that? That's an event in the story of his life. And when all the apostles went out, when they came back to Jesus, what do you think he did? Did he say, oh, let's bow and pray and ask God to help us as we've touched all these lives? No. Did he say, let's get a new strategy of evangelism so we can go out and touch more people for the kingdom of God? Did he tell his apostles they came back in? Is that what he said? No. What did he say? He said, come apart and rest. That's not pious enough for some of us, is it? They were exhausted, down. They'd been beaten up by people. They'd been out in ministry. They'd been doing their thing, fulfilling their vocational call. And they came to Jesus. He said, come apart and rest. Vance Havner, an old evangelist, said, if you don't rest, you'll come apart. See, one sign of depression is you want to sleep all the time. You don't want to be with people. You just want to sleep, 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 sleep. If that's the symptom of your depression, you need to listen to Ezekiel. The theme of the book of Ezekiel is found in two verses. And they say the same thing. The Spirit of the Lord came upon me and stood me on my feet. And if you want to sleep all the time and you're in depression, let me tell you, the Spirit of the Lord, if you'll invite him in your life, will come upon you and stand you on your feet. So you need to wake up. Now, by the same token, if your depression is one of hyperactivity, man, I don't want to face all this. I'm going to have more recreation. I'm going to travel. I'm going to read. I'm going to have television blaring. I'm going to have something in my ear. I'm going to be computing and faxing and whatever we do, telegraphing, whatever you're doing, man, I'm just going to be, because I don't want to face the depths of my despair. If that's you, your problem's not sleeping too much. You're trying to cover over the malady and the darkness in your life by activity. If that's you, come apart and rest. Some of us need to rest or we'll come apart. That'll help your depression. Others of us need to understand the Spirit of God will come in us and set us on our feet, and we need to wake up. Some need to go to sleep. Some need to wake up. And the bottom line, then you know what we can sing. Look at your screen again, this great, great chorus. Look at it. Look at it. Fix my eyes on God. That's the first thing we do. And soon I'll be praising again. He puts a smile on my face because, say it with me, he's my God. All right. He puts a smile on my face. Say that.
He puts a smile on my face.
All 15 of you say that.
He puts a smile on my face.
Because
he's my God.
That's Dr. Ed Young with Proven Truth About Depression. You're listening to The Winning Walk. We're about to take a break, but first, be sure to call us to request Dr. Young's booklet, Joy, Experiencing God's Grace and Peace. Dr. Young wrote Joy to help you find joy and enduring peace no matter what you're going through in life. And this powerful booklet is our gift to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue sharing God's proven truth on this station. So request your copy when you call today, 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. And there's more teaching ahead on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, so stay with us. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. For resources, message CDs, and spiritual growth materials, visit winningwalk.org. That's winningwalk.org. While you're there, you can also sign up for Dr. Young's free email devotional. And you can follow us on Twitter as well. Our handle or username is @winningwalk. Daily encouragement on Twitter @winningwalk. And I'm honored to have Dr. Young here in the studio as we wrap up today's program. Dr. Young, let me ask you, depression can be so debilitating. What do you suggest as the first step for a Christian wanting to break free from it?
You know, we all get down. I certainly do. I get discouraged. I'm mad at myself. I'm upset with other people, the circumstances, the situations. Sometimes you say, you know, I brought this on. Other times you say, well, it just came on me. But when I feel down and out and depressed or beat up or used or abused or left out or whatever brought on that emotion of some degree of depression, what I do is go to work. I just get up early. I drive. I make myself push forward. I say, Lord, I'm going to work today as if it's the most important thing in my life, but I'm going to live today as if it's the last day on earth that I'll live. So I think hard work gets us through a lot of down times instead of sitting back or lying down or taking more medication and saying, oh me, oh my, what can I ever do? My answer is put your hand to the plow, don't look back, and push forward. And many times I get through these gloomy moments that all of us have. Now, there is clinical depression, and that's another situation entirely. But I'm just thinking in terms of when we're just down and out. We don't know why sometimes, just because we're down and out. And so the way I deal with it is say, Lord, just push me on, give me new goals, and I work harder. And that's the way I go through these twilight experiences.
Dr. Young, some say that depression is a sign of a lack of faith, but what does the Bible say about the role of faith in dealing with depression?
Faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. In other words, we exercise faith in the middle of despondency, and we see there is evidence out front that we'll get through this. We've been through these dark times before. There's evidence, but the substance is that we know right now that Christ is sufficient in all things. The scripture to claim is, he that is within you, that's Jesus Christ, is greater than he that is in the world. Whatever the world deals out, whatever happens to us, we have to go back to the fundamentals and exercise faith in God and faith in Christ and know that that is a substance and that is the evidence that will see us all the way through this valley that we wake up in sometimes.
Thank you, Dr. Young. Don't forget, Dr. Young wants to send you a copy of his booklet, Joy, Experiencing God's Grace and Peace. He wrote it to help you find joy and enduring peace no matter what you're going through. And it's our gift to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue sharing God's proven truth on this station. So please call to request your copy today, 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. And come back again tomorrow as Dr. Young brings you more proven truth on overcoming pain in your life in his new message, Resentment. That's Thursday, right here on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Winning Walk is a listener-supported ministry. Your prayers and financial support enable Dr. Young to be heard on this station. Write us at Winning Walk, Box 3366, Houston, Texas, 77253. That's Box 3366, Houston, Texas, 77253.